Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. We'll be talking with a local author today, and then we'll be talking with a local director. So, a kind of a fun show today. We're going to open up by talking to Cliff Dean. He has written several books in the Vigilante series. Cliff is an honored Vietnam veteran, spent many, many years in the military, and he writes from both experience and a very, very vivid imagination. We'll talk about that storytelling process with Cliff in just a moment. Also, after the news break with Link, we will talk to Nanette Hoffer. She is directing the lavish stage musical Beauty and the Beast, the musical, coming soon, the weekend of April 7th, in fact, to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Want to remind you about Arizona Coyotes hockey. We will be going direct to their game in Raleigh right after Q&A, so no talk of the town today. The Coyotes are on a very, very long eastern road trip. They will play the Carolina Hurricanes today, starting at 4 o'clock. Also, the Northern Arizona Suns will host their final two games of the season tomorrow and Saturday. They will face Sioux Falls both nights at 7 o'clock. Tickets at the Prescott Valley Event Center start at only $9. Cliff Dean is in the bullpen, ready to step up in just a moment. On today's Q&A, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live in the words of Buzz Lightyear to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Windfall Willie here. Picture this. You're driving around and visit an Arizona Lottery retailer. You walk to the counter and read, Fast Play, a new way to play and win instantly. Intriguing. You ask for a Fast Play ticket, it prints, you look, and you win instantly. You cash out and drive home in style. Play for lightning fast wins starting at just a buck with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, it's a pleasure to have in the studio Cliff Dean. He is a local man. He is a quite a veteran with quite a story, actually. He grew up in West Virginia and at 17 left high school and joined the U.S. Cavalry as a private. 35 years later, he retired as a lieutenant colonel. He spent 10 years enlisted, 25 years commissioned. He's got a high school GED, a Bachelor of Science degree in elementary and education in English, a Master's in Education Administration and Management, and is a graduate of the U.S. Army Command and General Staff College. He loves the American West. That's what brought him here. And he's written a whole series of books in the called the Vigilante series. Cliff, you're a true Renaissance man.
Well, thank you very much, DJ.
Now, you've got a new release to tell us about. What is that?
Well, I finished up the Vigilante series with six books, mm-hmm. and for some time I've known that my next series was going to be a series that I've kind of given the name of the Ort Chronicles to. Now, mm-hmm. that won't appear. That's just the series name,
sure,
like the Vigilante series. And the book that I am finishing now, which should be available around the 1st of April, is called Red Alert, Missiles Away. It is a prelude to Apocalypse. But this book was originally planned to be one chapter in a book called The Ort Plague.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally took on a life of its own. And the characters kind of told me, no, we're worth more than a chapter.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Cliff, because I interview so many authors, and I often ask them this, the very same question. I say, at one point while you're writing this book, do the characters, the plot lines, the stories, the backstories start converging so fast that they overwhelm you, and you have to keep up? And every single one said, yep, that happened to me. And now you said, the stories deserve more than one chapter for sure. When you started writing your very first book, was this intended to be one standalone book, or did you expect to have a series out of this?
Oh, this the Vigilante was always destined to be a series,
mm-hmm.
But where the characters took me was so far afield from the original name that Vigilante might even be a inepo mm-hmm. to it. But I was committed at that point, and I like it. I don't want to give a spoiler alert.
Oh, sure.
You know, but it does take a man who just retired from the military as a platoon sergeant, an E-7, and he and his wife have new jobs back in West Virginia, which is their home state,
mm-hmm.
and they decide to take a couple of week vacation out at Killdevil Hills in North Carolina before they go home. And while they're there, that's when a coronal mass ejection scrapes the atmosphere and fries the entire world's electrical grid.
Whoa.
And my hero, Levi Leonard Levins, has a terrible tragedy occur to him. And in the first chapter, you learn about his intestinal fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
He realizes very quickly that if he mourns his loss, as tragic as it was, this is not the time to do it because he would die. And that did not fit in well with his plans, which he knew at that point were to become a vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
He has no car, no bug out bag, or in this case, a bug home bag, no food, no water, no transportation, no weapon, and no cabin in the woods capable of launching a satellite.
Okay.
And Levi takes you through the steps that he took to compartmentalize his tragedy,
mm-hmm.
and to begin to think about survival,
mm-hmm.
and how he went about it, organizing one step at a time. And the book takes you through exactly how he did it.
With the way the world is nowadays, with newspaper headlines about increasing tensions between countries and the fear of a nuclear holocaust, the stuff about Russians possibly being able to tap into our electrical and water grid, plus, of course, we have
homegrown and overseas terrorists. I imagine you pay a lot of attention to current news, and that's got to fuel your next book, right?
It certainly helps in the direction that my books are going to take. Mm-hmm. In my next series, the Ort Chronicles, mm-hmm. and incidentally, if you don't know what Ort is, O-O-R-T, please Google it. You'll learn something very beneficial to mm-hmm. you, I believe. In this series, the idea came to me as I was doing some research for another book that's way down the road, and it involved a comet. And in 1918, the world suffered a horrible pandemic called the Spanish flu, which killed as many as 100 million people.
Whoa.
And that, but now researchers have discovered that calling it the Spanish flu was inappropriate because it didn't begin in Spain. Mm-hmm. Strangely enough, it began everywhere around the world at exactly the same time. How is that possible? Well, medical researchers can't answer that question. Mm-hmm. However, stellar researchers believe they have found the answer, and that is that the Earth passed through the tail of a comet a week before the pandemic started. Now, you might recall a few years ago when we actually crashed a spacecraft into a comet to dig in and get information as to what was in the center of a comet. And they found that everything necessary for life, including bacteria and viral life, is encased inside of a comet.
Really?
Yes. And boy, that sent me on a on a path I couldn't rest. Mm-hmm. I was in the middle of book four, I think, of the Vigilante series.
And all of a sudden, the needle scratched across the record, didn't it?
It surely did. And I wrote the first chapter of the Ort Plague, and then I just forced myself to focus back on the Vigilante series, which incidentally culminates on I-17 just north of New River.
Oh, really?
Yeah, between New River and Black Canyon City. And the six-book series actually takes us from originally in North Carolina at Kill Devil Hills as far up as Detroit and then back south. And my heroes encounter a tremendous number of obstacles in creating a safe environment for their people to live. Mm-hmm. And it's how they go about it, how they nation build, and how they survive the pitfalls. And it has some pretty sorrowful things in it, especially mm-hmm. when you consider that within the first 5 days after a total grid shutdown, there'll be, just on the East Coast alone, 60 million walkers trying to find somewhere safe. I mean, imagine how many people are just in New York City mm-hmm. that suddenly have no food, they got no car that'll run, so they start walking, hoping to find over the next hill that the government there will have help for them.
And what if, say, it's in the middle of a blizzard and they have no heat, they have no way to get food, and you'll have essentially people turning on themselves, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. And that will happen no matter what the climate. My book, Vigilante Into the Darkness, starts on March the 28th. Mm-hmm. And culminates 3 years later. Not that book, but the series yeah. culminates 3 years later.
Is it safe to call a Vigilante series post-apocalyptic?
Oh, it absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
Here's what it reminds me.
It's actually apocalyptic and post-apocalyptic.
And post-apocalyptic.
Because the first chapter involves the hero and his wife going on vacation. Mm-hmm. And then the apocalypse hits.
Here's what I'm thinking of. Back in 1980, you may remember this. Back in 1983, there was a made-for-TV movie. It was called The Day After. It aired on ABC, and ABC had warned all its affiliates to be prepared for a lot of pushback. It had warned its sponsors. The sponsors of that movie, it was a three-hour movie.
I remember it well.
They refused to have any commercials run after the bomb drops. The bomb drops on Lawrence, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
It's the movie starred Jason Robards.
Yes,
anyway,
did.
The thing that got me from that, it was a very, very powerful what-if kind of apocalyptic nightmare. But what got me was as soon as that movie was over, Ted Koppel came on for the nighttime evening news, and the very first words out of his mouth after this disastrous movie, he said, "First of all, before we do anything, look outside. It's all still there. It's okay." And I imagine that's how some of the readers feel after finishing some of your books.
Yes, but there's and my books have an awful lot of encouragement for the future, mm-hmm. and planning and putting those plans into operation, and the different segments of forming a new Republic of America.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that give us encouragement and an awful lot of things that smack us down.
Sure. And with your experience in the military, you've probably seen, plus the way you pay attention to world affairs, I'm sure you never run out of ways to be astonished at how evil some powerful people can be, do you?
Well, it's not just powerful people. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, in answer to your direct question, absolutely.
Sure.
In fact, book three, which is...
It's a lot of books. That's a lot of books to try to remember, Cliff.
Forgive me. Book three was... Oh, there we go. The Pale Horse. I'm
okay.
Sorry, folks.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
In The Pale Horse, our hero and his burgeoning military,
mm-hmm.
Who have been aided by the Marine Corps, must go to West Virginia to the big bunker there, and a senator has in that bunker with the president has run a coup,
mm-hmm.
and killed the president and all his supporters, and he and the mercenaries that they took on board to secure them were in cahoots with this senator, and it's how the troopers of the Republic of America fight them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obvious that they win because yep. There's a book four.
Yes, of course, indeed. We are talking to author Cliff Dean with the Vigilante series and the Ort Chronicles. More coming up with Cliff in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Seventy-five years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center. But two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
High Waters with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
Honey, you know I don't want to tell you how to parent.
But
I heard you last night encouraging Josh to go to tech school.
Mountain Institute, JTED.
Josh, he's a very smart boy and a four-year degree.
He can still go to college. These are high school electives with college credit.
Going to vocational school just seems...
Mountain Institute is not Grandpa's vocational school.
I'm not judging, but... Cooking?
Culinary arts, yes. But also robotics, sports medicine, welding, nursing, aviation.
Well, I don't want to tell you what to do.
Plus, he can graduate high school trained and certified in a real skill.
Okay, maybe I do want to tell you what to do. You know, I was not born yesterday.
You can say that again.
Oh.
Mom, employers can't fill millions of high-paying jobs because high school and college graduates don't have the skills.
Well, that's just crazy. Why wouldn't you encourage him to go to Mountain Institute? That's a no-brainer.
I am.
Well, I'm glad I helped you figure that out.
Me too.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, I don't think so.
Mountain Institute. Get trained, get certified, get hired. Enroll now at mijted.net.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:22 with author Cliff Dean. Cliff, I ask authors sometimes a lot of bizarre questions, and I always get fun answers from them. Describe your writing position when you're writing these books.
Well, first of all, I live in a 44-foot RV toy hauler,
mm-hmm.
and I have added this a large Lazy Boy recliner, and I write all my books from a fully reclined position with the keyboard on my legs and the computer in front of me and my dog curled up in my left armpit with her head on my shoulder. She's my muse. That's when I do my best work.
And what time of the day are you usually most productive when it comes to writing?
Between 4 and 7 a.m.?
Yeah, same here. When I get up in the morning, I'm already going. I want to sit down if I can and get some stuff out. That's when it's best for me, too. So did you self-edit and self-publish your books?
Yes, and early on, my first book in the series, Into the Darkness, was pretty rough. And I have since done several updates to it and improve it. And I came across a program called Grammarly.
I've heard of that.
Grammarly is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a great program, and it has probably cut down my errors by maybe 90%+.
You know who said something very similar? There's a wonderful screenwriting program called Final Draft software, and screenwriters swear by it because it relieves you of the tyranny of the tab key. Because when you write a screenplay, everything's got to be indented so many spaces. Mm-hmm. It does that for you. Yeah, I've heard about Grammarly, how it eliminates all of your grammatical, punctuation errors, things like this, correct?
It tells you what they are and asks if you want to make the change.
That's good. That's good.
And I don't always go along with it. I may want a certain pause in a place in a sentence where Grammarly tells me that I may have put in a comma there that doesn't necessarily.
Or you may have a character who wants to speak kind of raw, things like this, and that would tell you, hey, what about this? Yeah. Oh, I understand that completely. So, you're within 2 weeks. Now, have you finished the Ort Chronicles new book?
No, I'm about probably a week from completing the book, and then another week of editing and rereading and sending it out to my beta readers. I have beta readers in the UK and in Brazil.
Oh my!
Here in the States,
so we get a good cross section.
People that have read my books and have contacted me and have helped me improve them, mostly by grammar and question marks.
Sure.
Quotation marks.
Now, once this is complete, you're going to have a book signing, aren't you?
Yes, in 2 weeks. The plan is to have a book signing at a real live bookstore. It's called Book Haven, and it's owned by two military veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner, Lee Skellinger, has just created a wonderful place to go and search out books. And she has a nice little lounge where you can go in and sit down and have a snack and read some of, mm-hmm. of a book you might be interested in. And on the 6th of April, we're planning a book signing there from 10 till noon. Boy, I hope somebody shows up.
Every author's biggest fear, right?
It is. And putting our books out there,
mm-hmm.
Promoting them takes a minimum of 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And you can't just put a book out and say, well, I got a book out there. If you want to read it, go ahead. You know.
The promotion's half the job.
That's it. Oh, absolutely.
If not more, sure. Indeed.
Amazon has really made a lot of this very easy.
Mm-hmm.
They've made publishing very easy. As a result, they've got roughly 2 million books, most of which are from indie authors like myself.
Sure.
And I'm in the top 12% of 2 million.
Well, congratulations, doggone it.
Thank you.
But the best part about it is you've got a local bookstore carrying your books, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
I think that's just wonderful. Because too many people have seen, you know, mom and pop and local bookstores go by the wayside. And the fact that you can see the book on Amazon or Kindle it, because mm-hmm. you can Kindle
yes.
your books
mm-hmm.
too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a wonderful option. But I'm really, really happy to see local bookstores carrying books, especially by local authors,
mm-hmm.
and staying in business. Tell us about the pleasure of holding an open book and paging it and compared to just, say, seeing it on a screen. See, I'm a newspaper person. I subscribe to 3 print editions, plus I also read 2 daily papers online, and nothing can replace holding and opening up that paper for me.
Well, I have to say that from an allergy perspective, I prefer Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
I do like looking at the printed word in my book and kind of
it's tangible.
Riffling through it. My first book, Vigilante Into the Darkness, is well over 300 pages.
Mm-hmm.
370, I think, something
wow.
like that. And I like to look at it and I think, dang, I wrote that.
Yeah. And your friends can come over yeah. and they can see it too. That's mm-hmm. got to look good on your bookshelf.
Yeah. And then the problem that I have with most books, now, not the ones that are printed by Amazon. I've mm-hmm. got to say, they use a much better quality paper than you get, say, at Walmart
sure.
or anywhere else that sells paperback books. And they often actually are dusty inside. You know, the paper's dusty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm allergic to that dust.
How so ironic. The author
yeah.
allergic to his own book. Well, how can people contact you or learn more about your book series?
All right. Well, thank you. If you go on Facebook, you can reach me through Cliff Deane on Facebook.
That's D-E-A-N-E.
Correct. Thank you. And that's my personal page. Send me a friend request, and you can go to my author's page. You don't need to send me a friend request for that, but it'd be nice, you know.
Sure.
And on my author's page, I place updates as to what's coming up, when books are going to be produced,
mm-hmm.
and occasionally I put up a recent review that I've mm-hmm. gotten on a book.
Sure.
And I must admit, I don't put bad ones.
Welcome to the real world. Yeah. Well, we're really glad to be able to contact you and find out where your books are going. And you have the date set for the book signing yet?
Yes,
again?
It's 6th April.
6th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And by what time of day?
10 to 12.
10 to 12 at Book Haven, correct?
Uh-huh.
Very good. Well, we thank you for coming on Q&A, Cliff. Continued success in your publishing career. We thank you for coming on and talking about it. And what's that?
Do I have 10 seconds?
10 seconds, sure.
Okay. I would ask that just Google my name, Cliff Deane, and don't forget the E on the end of Deane.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And space, then author. Cliff Deane, author.
There you go.
Google it, and Google will show you a list of all my book covers, and you just click on one, it'll take you right to Amazon. And there, if you click on the book cover, you can read a couple of chapters for free.
Sure.
Not just synopsis, but actual chapters.
Wow, cool.
Yeah,
right from
that
the
you
book.
Can read from free for free to see if you like them.
Yeah, that's great. Cliff, thank you so much, not only for your wonderful books, but for your 35 years of service to our country.
Oh, I got to tell you, it was an honor and a privilege.
Indeed. That is Cliff Dean. And stay tuned, because we've got news with Link. And when we come out of that, we'll be talking with Nanette Hoffer. She is directing the musical Beauty and the Beast at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209.
Equal opportunity lender.
You're simply the best!
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Have you had a bad experience with a local heating and cooling contractor? Insane prices for repairs, or they tried to strong arm you into buying a new system? Don't get pushed around by those guys. They are not the only game in town. Give us a call at 458-8177. We are local, veteran owned and operated. You'll be treated with respect and given the proper customer service you deserve. Look for us on Facebook, visit us at pvhac.com, where you can now book appointments online. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Are you ready to leave winter behind? Get ready to march into spring with huge savings at Lamb Chevrolet. Right now, you can get a 2018 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4-Wheel Drive LT with an MSRP of $48,360 for only $39,404. That's almost $9,000 in savings. Chevrolet's award-winning family of cars is also on sale, with 2018 Chevy Cruzes for almost $4,000 off MSRP and 2018 Chevy Malibus for under $20,000 right now at Lamb Chevrolet's March into Spring Sale. Find these specials and much more at lambchevrolet.com. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads. Prices include all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, and $399.50 doc fee, and expire March 31st. Rebates subject to change.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. 7 DUI arrests have been made following a St. Patrick's Day DUI enforcement patrol throughout Yavapai County. The 5 misdemeanor DUI, 1 aggravated DUI, and 1 DUI drug arrest were made in Camp Verde, Cottonwood, Rimrock, Prescott, and Black Canyon City. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says in one case, a deputy was able to stop an apparent drunk driver on I-17.
The deputy saw an open bottle of vodka next to the driver. His front seat passenger had another open bottle of vodka between her legs. The driver was arrested for DUI and his passenger for possession of an open container. The passenger had to be restrained after attempting to kick out the windows of a patrol vehicle.
D'Evelyn says not all drivers got behind the wheel after having a few, as 11 designated sober drivers were contacted.
These individuals were part of a group and agreed not to drink and designate themselves as the exclusive driver for any social engagement while out and about. The goal of YCSO and our fellow law enforcement agencies is to remove dangerous drivers from our roadways before they cause collisions.
Six Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies participated in last weekend's DUI patrol, which was funded by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Learn about a new Prescott water tank and pump station project.
The Zone 16 project will include replacement of the existing tank inside the Hidden Valley Ranch subdivision with a new 250,000-gallon tank. Other improvements include tank access road improvements, upsizing of the water main on Hazley Road from Center of the Highway to Valley Ranch Circle, increasing the capacity of the Virginia Street pump station, and upsizing of the water main from Virginia to the Prescott Community Church property. City of Prescott officials say this project will provide improved water delivery and increased fire protection to the area. An informational open house meeting will occur at 4:30 this afternoon in the Cornell Activity Center, located off Whites Bar Road and Hidden Valley Drive. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Chance rain showers tonight and tomorrow, clearing for the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 43 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 62 tomorrow and a high of 60 on Saturday. 49 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 71 and a high on Saturday of 69. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Wish you could get a new SUV that fits your budget? Well, you're in luck. This month, Lamb Nissan has brand new SUVs for less than $20,000. Hi, I'm Ed Walsh, and this is Beg. All remaining 2017 Nissan Rogues are 20% off, which means you can buy a brand new SUV for $18,480. And right now, all remaining 2017 Altimas are 25% off. Save over $6,500 on new 2017 Altimas starting at only $19,631. Plus, get 0% financing for 72 months on all remaining 2017 Titans. Our 2017 inventory is going fast, so hurry in now and get a brand new SUV for only $18,480. Go to LambNissan.com for all the great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan in Prescott. We're here to serve.
Prices include all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, and $399.50 doc fee and expire April 2nd, 2018. 0% on approved credit while supplies last.
This is Tom Dolan of Foothills Bank, and we want to thank Prescott Valley for the warm welcome to the community. Our new branch, which recently opened on Glassford Hill Road, has been embraced by our existing and new customers who are taking advantage of our totally free personal and business checking. Please come by and see what everyone is talking about. You'll be glad you did. We're located on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. For more information, visit us at foothillsbank.com. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Following our first ever home maintenance calendar, we continue our look through windows. The different types to consider when looking for new windows, installing them yourself or letting a professional do the job, and now treating your windows' exterior look and efficiency. From getting your garden started to finishing your project, he's every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQ&A.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:39. You know, there's a great show, an iconic show, coming to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center April 6th and 7th, 13th and 14th, with matinees on April 8th and April 14th. It's Beauty and the Beast, the musical. We have the director, Nanette Hofer, on the line. Nanette, what are some of the pros and cons of doing a story as celebrated, beloved, and iconic as Beauty and the Beast?
Hi, DJ. That's a great question. I think the pros are sort of obvious. It's a beloved fairy tale story. It has been around for a very, very long time. And it just, it started off as the animation film. Mm-hmm. And then it went to the Broadway stage. And then from there, it went back last year. They redid the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got fabulous characters. It is got a beautiful score with great songs, great dancing, and it's so family friendly, and it's got a lot to say about the power of love and forgiveness and transforming. So it's just a great show all the way around.
And what drew you to that as a programming choice?
You know, we have been trying to get the rights for this show for the last 3 years. So it wasn't available from the publishers until this year. And what I think the biggest thing that drew us to it is that it is a family-friendly show, but it's got a lot to say. And everybody knows it, and children love it, and old people love it. And it's just one of those sure bets.
Now, this production is all homegrown, isn't it?
It is. It is very much homegrown. We have got all our costumes, all our sets, our hair. We've got some wigs, but everything is built for this show.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times what producers do and directors do, DJ, is they will rent the costumes from a costume company or from a company that has old Broadway costumes,
mm-hmm.
but they're not built for the actor themselves, and they're looking a little tired. Some of them are looking a little tired, and every director, of course, wants to put their own special spin to it,
mm-hmm.
and every designer also wants to do their own creative work. They don't
mm-hmm.
necessarily want to work around somebody else's idea. So although it's a ton of work, it's got a lot of buzz around it, so our shops are just busy creating our own version of Beauty and the Beast.
Describe the process of, with your vision in mind, of building the sets, of getting the props, the costumes, all those lined up. When do you have to start doing that? About how long before showtime?
Oh, that's a great question. I started the process a year ago. And I looked at the movies, I looked at the book, I listened to the music, and then I put the movies that have been done away. And I asked my designers to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, the movies and the animation can be so prescriptive. Everybody has their example of what they think it should be. And I said, I want you to put it away, and we're going to sit around a table, and we're going to create, and we're going to come up with our own vision. So that's, you know, part of my job is to say, this is how I see Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be old. I don't want it to be tired. I want it to be ours.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to them and I say, this is what I think we want to do, or I want to do, and how can we make it happen so that it really does live in 17th century France in this little European village.
Mm-hmm.
And we can make that, you know, as creative as we can, with a vision that's a little bit more to the book, but still keeps in mind all those elements that the audience expects to see
mm-hmm.
and expects to hear. So I find that that's a little more creative, and it draws a lot more excitement and a lot of passion for my designers and my work team. And it's worked out great.
Now, for as much as every director wants to put their own personal stamp on a show, when you take on a production like this, aren't you bound to staying word for word with the dialogue, or do you have some wiggle room?
You are bound. You are bound by that contract to stay word for word.
Mm-hmm.
To the script and to the score. The parts that you can be creative with is how you do the choreography, how you do the blocking, where you put the actors in space, so the set, the costumes,
mm-hmm.
all that. So we are bound, and I really try to work hard with my actors, especially my young actors, to really dig deep into their character so that they really, it becomes a three-dimensional character, not just a caricature
yeah.
or,
yeah.
you know, a paper doll figure of those actors trying to redo what was done on stage or film that they had seen. So that's the part where we get to put our own stamp on.
Mm-hmm. Take me through the casting process.
Oh, okay. So that's a good one. What I usually do is we put out notices, and we had about 100 people audition for this, which was a lot. I knew there would be a lot of youth that wanted to audition for it, so I put an age range on it so that we wouldn't have a children's version of it, because we spent about 3 days in auditions and callbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them to come in and sing a show, sing a song not from the show, because I wanted to see what their acting and what their voice could do that wasn't something that was just, again, prescripted from the show. Mm-hmm. And I also don't want to sit there and listen to 5,000 versions of, you know, a tune from the show.
Sure.
And I want to, that really helps me separate the ones that are very serious about mm-hmm. auditioning and the ones that just want to sort of show up and want to be in the show.
Yeah.
So I went through formal auditions. They come in one by one, and we sit there with our musical director, and I have my team with me, that's just a costumer, just so we can talk about, okay, if this goes with this, because I'm double casting the show, which is a lot of work, mm-hmm. but we had so much great talent that when I just thought, okay, I think I have enough to double cast the leads. So after I did the auditions, then I said, okay, these people I want for callbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask them to look at their calendars so that I can see, you know, is this person going to be able to commit to the rigorous schedule that I have? And from there, you know, you just pick the best person out of the bunch for mm-hmm. that particular role.
We remember you mentioned the animated version was nominated Best Picture for the Oscars, not Best Animated Picture, Best Picture. That was a first. Also, Siskel and Ebert called it one of the 5 best films of the year. Plus, it's been a massive Broadway hit. That's a pretty high bar to set. So how do you face that when you're putting on a show that is so iconic and so beloved?
Well, you know, that is an interesting. I'm so glad you did your research on that. When I happened to be a working actor in Los Angeles when that film came out. And I remember I went with a girlfriend, and I remember turning to her after seeing that film and saying, that film was absolutely directed and created to be put on stage. I could just tell by the filming. And I knew Disney was going to do something with it, and sure enough, they did.
Mm-hmm.
So the good part about it is when you have superior script in writing and an unbelievably gorgeous score, it just works.
Mm-hmm.
So in one hand, it's like easy, I see clearly where they were going here, but difficult because it got so much acclaim for so long, and it's still running, and now they made the second movie. It's not for the weak of heart, I'll tell you that. But it takes a lot of passion, and it takes an incredible amount of time. And this show is difficult because it has so many theme changes.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to... This is not a show to do if this is your first time directing.
Well, not only that, but, you know, for a community this size to have a performance facility like the Performing Arts Center at Yavapai College and their arts program, that is a tremendous boost to put on a show like this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, the good part about that is this facility is really wonderful. This community does not know, and I tell this to my students all the time and to my actors, you have no idea how fortunate you are to be working on this stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have fly systems, we have sound effects, we have a loading dock. I mean, it just goes on and on. We've got an orchestra pit. It is a gorgeous theater, it is an absolute, like, dream to play in a house like that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all the good things. The other thing is, I think when you pick a show like this, people come out because they want to be a part of something good. They want to be a part of something professional. And there's a lot of professionals in Prescott,
yeah,
and in the Prescott area,
mm-hmm,
a ton. And I just had amazing talent come out for it. So I think when they know, when the public knows, you know, hey, this director, you know, it isn't her first shot at doing it, and there's a lot of expectation and there's a lot of fun buzz,
mm-hmm,
you really get really good people auditioning. And once they get cast, I mean, who doesn't want to be in Beauty and the Beast? There's
sure
a bad role in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and they are up to the challenge, and they have met my challenge, and I'm pretty tough.
And I know a lot of women can't wait to see that yellow dress.
Oh, absolutely. And I have to tell you, it is not one that was ordered. It was one that was absolutely designed by our costume designer, and it was with her help, with the designer's help. It was made solely by one of our students.
Wow,
so
that's
not
even better.
Only here,
mm-hmm,
yeah, it's pretty spectacular. So not only are our students here getting a chance to perform this, but you're learning the skills behind the scenes, which is very important if they want to choose this as a profession.
And this is all for Beauty and the Beast, the musical coming to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Stage April 6th and 7th and 13th and 14th at 7 p.m., April 8th at 3 o'clock, April 14th at 2 o'clock. Tickets from $25 up. Youth under 18 are only $10. You can call 928-776-2000 or visit ycpac.com for your tickets. Nanette Hoffer, director, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A Break a Leg.
Thanks, DJ.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
That's Nanette Hoffer. Boy, what a great show that's going to be. Stay tuned. I've got Monday's Q&A guests and a preview of what's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, you won't want to miss the wonderful young band Sugar and the Mint. They grace the stage of First Congregational Church tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. for a fundraiser. They've won several major competitions across the Southwest. Also on Friday evening at the Elks Theater, the big screen presentation, 1982's E.T., the extraterrestrial. Then on Sunday, they're screening Gone with the Wind, so don't miss those. Coming up next, stay tuned for Arizona Coyotes Hockey. They are in Carolina to play the Hurricanes with special cut-ins from Sanford Cohen. Then join me back here Monday with my guests, anti-bullying activist Rhonda Orr and local author Gary Cassidy. That's Monday at 3 for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.